It is the Friday show. Sense returning to the universe, we hope. Nothing better than looking ahead to a great weekend of football. And trust me, the 3 o'clocks are tremendous this weekend. It really is a lovely afternoon. Sat letting the threes wash over you. We will be speaking to Pete Selby and Jordan Jarrett-Bryan. But before then, we've got Tessa Simakulwa, Ben Anderson. I had a moment there. It is Ben Anderson, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Yeah, marvellous, all right. And Mr. Phil Bundle, all joining us. We will just do them in order. As they come, and it's Palace versus Spurs first. It's Tessa, one with Spurs where the good results to start the season, but it's interesting around the source of the underlying numbers, but that was a little bit of a Nuno thing when he was at Wolves. It's interesting to see that he's still doing that when he's playing a back four, not a back three. I feel a lot of Spurs games this season are going to be very much defined by where and when the first goal comes. That appears to be the approach. It appears to be what he's comfortable with. He's got that little box midfield that sits in front there. They're not necessarily great footballers, but they're scrappers.
Yeah, I think what's happened with Spurs and Nuno is they've gone a bit under the radar. I think because there's been so much fanfare of, you know, the managers that they didn't get and Jose leaving and, you know, the whole Harry Kane saga, he's been able to just kind of feel the team that he has. He hasn't even really embedded any of the new signings because I don't think Romero's played the game.
No, he hasn't.
I think Brian Hill's only played.
And he's not going to anytime soon either, Cesar Romero.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Authorities have got him locked away. I think Brian Hill's only played in the Europa League. Kane came back the previous game he scored. Son's been flying, Bergwijn's been flying, and then the biggest hit is probably Dele Alli back playing a little bit deeper, playing in midfield alongside Skip and Højbjerg. So I think Nuno's just been able to get on with his job.
I think Bergwijn, Alli, Moura, when I've caught them, Phil, I thought Moura was excellent against Manchester City, I thought. And then Skip's been mentioned there, did last season at Norwich, has come back in. We all, obviously, for loads of reasons, always focus on new signings, but those four are, or were at least at some point last season, registered as Tottenham players. It really looks like the manager's come in and decided to get as much as he can out of them off the basis of the fact that you can, broadly speaking, rely on the output of Kane and Son. If you solve those other problems, then it does not make that squad look a lot stronger.